The miners of Eureka have long been brought to fame. It's time the wives who stood by them were honored with the same. Many were prepared to die but weren't allowed to fight. They stowed Eureka's flag instead, that flag of blue and white. And the stars, the petticoat stars, fly beyond the battle of that December morning when hot blood stained the wattle. The miners' push for justice came in 1854. They stumbled into trouble, then into civil war. Anastasia felt it right, she should also join the fight. But a white woolen petticoat seemed to slide, an offering for the cause. And the stars, the petticoat stars, fly beyond the battle of that December morning when hot blood stained the wattle. Henry Ross had planned the flag he hoped would prove to be a flag to unify all those who scorned the license fee. Armed with scissors, thread and thimble, miners' wives worked on that symbol, sewing with their hearts a-tremble, stitching for the cause. And the stars, the petticoat stars, fly beyond the battle of that December morning when hot blood stained the wattle. Hill, the flag first flew brave against the cloud. It gave the speakers heart and hope when they addressed the crowd. Mid calls for solidarity, justice, liberty, the petticoat stars shone constantly, dancing for the cause. And the stars, the petticoat stars, fly beyond the battle of that December morning when hot blood stained the wattle. Marches down the road that ran from Creswick town to flower on the stockade pole till King had torn it down. With Ross soon dead from musket shot, troopers used the flag for sport. They dragged it through the mud and thought they'd killed the miners' cause. But the stars, the petticoat stars, fly beyond the battle of that December morning when hot blood stained the wattle. The stars, the petticoat stars, fly beyond the battle of that December morning when hot blood stained the wattle.